We've been talking about the death of Steve Jobs this morning, who died yesterday at age 56. But here's a remembrance now of someone who also died yesterday, but you may not hear about him in the headlines. Civil rights leader Fred Shuttlesworth, who was a beacon for human rights in Birmingham, Alabama, and gave that city a place on the world stage at the height of the civil rights movement, died yesterday at age 89. Here he is delivering a sermon with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Alabama, March 9th, 1965. He's talking about a white minister and a civil rights activist named James Reeb, who had been severely beaten and would soon die from his injuries.
We have just received word that our young ministerial friend who was beaten up a while ago is still in the hospital and in a critical condition. In fact, he's in a coma. This says to us that despite the fact that some bad boys acted foul and nice today, that ours is still a violent country.
The voice there of Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, who died yesterday at age 89. Andrew Manis joins us. He's a professor of history at Macon State College in Macon, Georgia, and author of the biography, A Fire You Can't Put Out, The Civil Rights Life of Birmingham's Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth. Andrew, what are your thoughts about the legacy of Fred Shuttlesworth this morning?
Fred Shuttlesworth is without question the most courageous and the most unsung hero of the civil rights movement. He was a constant prodder in a prophetic way, prodding Bull Connor and the segregationists to obey the Brown ruling, and pestering Dr. King to come to Birmingham, where he was convinced that if segregation could be destroyed in Birmingham, it could be destroyed anywhere in the country.
People remember the name Birmingham, Alabama, as a global stage for civil rights because of Fred Shuttlesworth, yes?
Yes, indeed. Every year during the King holiday, we see the film of the fire hoses and the dogs, and Dr. King normally gets the lion's share of the credit for that, but all of those demonstrations in the spring of 63 were based on 7 years of work, groundwork that Fred Shuttlesworth laid before that time.
Andrew Manis, what did Fred Shuttlesworth in his later years think about the changes that had been wrought by the civil rights movement? Adequate? Inadequate?
He was convinced that we still had a way to go in terms of fairness and justice, and that America had not, in a sense, paid its debt to the black community.
All right. Andrew Manis, professor of history at Macon State College in Macon, Georgia, author of the biography A Fire You Can't Put Out, The Civil Rights Life of Birmingham's Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, who died yesterday at age 89. We leave you with his voice.
There is a beautiful state capitol building, the dome of which can be seen glittering for miles and miles around. And you see, I don't know whether we'll be able to walk all the way. I don't know, Mark. We'll have to work that out, won't we?
Yeah.
But you see, it is our job to do a little acting over there.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.